As we approach the end of Lent, I wonder if you gave up anything. And I wonder if what you gave up might have an effect on your Easter experience. It's something we can give up at any time, not just for Lent, and so deepen our joy and faith experience. What about giving up the idea that ultimately we're alone in life? Separate actually from everyone and everything else, a kind of mobile island of humanity. It's known that small children don't discover that they're separate from their mothers until 5 or 6 months after their birth. They spend their first few months actually part of their mothers, but it takes another few months after birth for them to realize that what they've experienced as part of themselves can in fact leave. And that's quite a shock. As it is with children, so it is with adult versions. We don't like to feel utterly alone, separate from everything else. And I'm not talking about periods of solitude. I'm talking about the dread that we are, in the end, utterly alone. Friends, family and community can play a part in countering that, but late in the evening or in the early hours of the morning, or at other times, we can feel a yearning to be close to something. But maybe we can't articulate quite what that is. But I think it often feels like love. We yearn in those moments to be utterly included, without reservation, without judgment or condition. We yearn just to be included as we are, in love. And I believe that's exactly why Jesus arose in humanity, to let us know that we are included, and that unlike our mothers, God will not or cannot leave us out of God's life. Even death cannot separate us, and neither, by the way, can sin. Although, of course, from our human perspective, the effect of sin can certainly feel that way. However, it's one thing to be told that we are unconditionally included, but actually it's something else to experience it for ourselves. The mantra prayers included in this month's blog are offered as practices to help us do exactly that, to feel our inclusion for ourselves in our very bodies and our minds and our spirits. An explanation as to how mantras can help is included in this month's blog too, so do please give the mantras a try. You've really nothing to lose except to give up the idea that you're essentially alone and replace that with knowing that you are completely included. Perhaps the experience will stay with you long after Lent. Perhaps it will help you celebrate Easter in a new way. To know that even now, as you listen to this, perhaps many weeks after Easter, that you are utterly included and that Easter is in fact Jesus' confirmation to you of that eternal truth.